Clarinetist Don Byron is known for his musical experimentation, playing classical compositions, Latin dance grooves, hip-hop, klezmer, and pop songs. For his latest project, Byron returns to his first love, jazz, specifically to the music of the late saxophonist Lester Young, and even more specifically to a record called the Lester Young Trio. Often described as one of the greatest saxophone players, Lester Young had a light, fluid style. He played with greats including Nat King Cole and Buddy Rich. Don Byron reinterprets some of Lester Young's most popular tunes on his new CD called Ivy Divey.
Ivy Divey is one of these Lester Young-isms. He's just had kind of a weird way with English. I mean, he was an unusual guy. He really loved to have his clothes, everything be soft. He had to wear soft shoes. Everything on him, on his body had to be soft. And he spoke kind of softly, although he often said gruff things. And when he was angry or whatever, he would always end what he was saying with Ivy Divey. It was kind of his way of being philosophical, maybe. I think it kind of means que sera. It's like, oh, well, that's life. But it's a nice thing. It rhymes. It's cute. I don't know. It's very Lester Young.
Was there a point where you played his music where you yourself experienced some sort of epiphany? And could you give, if there was, could you give us an example of that?
Epiphany meaning that, like, all of a sudden I feel like I can do a great impression of Lester Young.
No, epiphany in that you felt that maybe you could take your own music to a different level. You see music in a different way.
Well, you know, I could say yes to that, but I can also say that this kind of study of a person or a person's music, a person's compositions or a person's play is a pretty regular thing that happens for me. With Lester Young, I think there's a discipline suggested that at the moment that I reheard him seemed very tangible to me. And that's what I kind of like about him. He's an incredibly disciplined person that kind of wants to sound like he has no discipline at all, like he's just walking in the park.
Give us an example of that we hear on the CD.
To me, I sound the most like Lester Young on In a Silent Way. And that's like a Miles Davis tune, and it's really not even from the straight-ahead Miles Davis period. It's from the electric Miles period. There are certain kinds of motives that Lester Young used to play involving big intervals. Like, he used to love to play something that went, and, you know, it's like fourths and seconds moving downwards. He loved to, like, kind of make these patterns and have them kind of cross rhythms, so that one time he played them, they'd be on the beat. The next time he played them, they'd be off the beat. So there were uneven groupings of notes in these kind of patterns. And I do a bit of that in that solo.
Let's listen. This is a Miles Davis song, and yet, as you play it, you can hear Lester Young.
Well, I think I can. I mean, I think some people could hear that and not really think about anything but the song. I hear his impact on me all the time. There's a certain clarity with which I'm playing intervals.
You have an interesting cross-generational group on this CD. You play with Jason Moran, who's arguably one of the best pianists of his generation. And Jack DeJohnette, who you could say is an elder statesman of jazz, he played on In a Silent Way in the original sessions with Miles mm-hmm. Davis. Well, the Don Byron, Jason Moran, Jack DeJohnette trio, how does that compare and contrast to the music, the Lester Young trio, which included Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums?
Well, I mean, those three guys they're giants. Those are big shoes to fill. And I think what we tried to do, or what we ended up doing, is kind of preserving a lot about the harmonic structure of the song, but really letting the way that we played rhythmically be much more fluid than maybe those players would have done. Everybody kind of has a good sense of where we are in the beat and in the song, so that we could kind of, you know, chug along at really normal time, and then there's lots of places in our record and when we play together where the time is pretty strange, and yet we're still kind of playing straight ahead jazz. We're still thinking about chords in those ways, but the time just has a little wrinkle on it.
This exercise, if I can call it that, really diving into Lester Young's music, studying it, living it, playing it, feeling it. What did you learn about yourself as a musician?
As a clarinet student, you couldn't really play the saxophone and have the pedagogues that take you very seriously, especially as a young black man. I really didn't need that kind of handicap, so I never really played much saxophone in my really formative kind of years. I just didn't play it. It's really been a function of studying Lester Young and his music that brought me back to playing some tenor, which I owned a tenor, but I never really played it in public.
Don Byron, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Well, thank you.
Don Byron. The CD is called Ivy Divey. You can hear more of his music at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.